This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there, it's time for the Saturday Quiz, the podcast where I ask the questions and a different pair of guests try to answer them. My name's John Leary, and this week I'm continuing a little celebration of live theatre which has, mercifully, been able to return little by little to the stages of Melbourne. My guests this week are both appearing in the Melbourne Theatre Company's production of Florian Zeller's play The Truth, which, if you're listening to this on the day it's uploaded, closes tonight, so I'm sorry if you missed it. But right now, live from their dressing rooms at the Southbank Theatre, welcome to the show, Bert Labonte and Michaela Bannis.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey.
Hi, you two.
How are you going?
How's it going? Now, you've just stepped off stage.
Yes. Literally, we have. 10 minutes away from our matinee.
How'd you go? How was the matinee?
I was amazing. To be honest, I walked off stage after my first scene and said to Michaela, I got all the words out, but a lot of them weren't in the right order.
But you know, they don't mind. We had a delightful audience.
We had a ripping show. It was a really beautiful audience today. So.
Oh, that's nice. Have you been playing to 50%, 75%?
We're at 80 at the moment. So.
Oh, you're 80?
Sorry, 75. So 420.
Right. Which feels full.
Sneak in a few more. To
420, which is pretty chockers in the South Bank, 420.
Yeah.
Only about 100 and something under, so it's pretty good.
Our previews, we had 75 people in the theatre, spread out, which felt like 12.
Yeah, it was
so
weird.
So to have
weird.
75% full feels glorious.
It was like you doing your podcast to just me and Michaela.
But boy, would we cheer.
Thanks.
Oh, so much clapping.
And laughter.
And it's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Apparently.
That's tough.
It is. It's tough.
That's tough with like nobody there.
Yeah,
and you know what? They were pretty, the audience was pretty good. They worked pretty hard for us, to be fair, like on
they
most
were
of them.
Awesome.
We got the idea of where the belly of the play was and the rhythm of it, even with 75 people. But then on opening, when we had 300, we were shocked.
We didn't know what to do with ourselves. But we're having a ball.
We're having a good time.
Fantastic.
A good time.
Now, do you feel like you do quizzes of your own accord?
I do. Yeah. Do you?
I do. I have trivia night with some friends all through the big lockdown and lockdowns, plural, we had in Melbourne. We had a Friday night trivia with all my mates, and we would all jump on Zoom and someone would host. We'd just rotate who hosted each week.
Excellent.
I did a lockdown trivia, but Amanda and I get the Saturday paper and do the, we love the, or the Sunday paper. We get the Sunday paper and do the trivia.
How'd you go?
We go okay. It really depends. So some weeks we're like, we're geniuses, and some weeks we're like, I'm so dumb. Who wrote this week?
Here's a tip. Don't hold out much hope for me today.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Okay, great. Wow.
What's your area of expertise, Bert?
Oh, probably
sports.
Sport.
For sure.
Sport.
Probably
good.
Sport. Yeah, probably sport.
Which
it's
is also
very
mine.
Rare for me on this podcast. It's rare to have a sports expert or someone that says that's their area of expertise.
Probably my area of expertise as well, but I might let Bert answer some of the sports questions.
Okay, that's very generous of you.
The scary thing is when there's a theatre question and I just go,
the stuff we should know about.
The stuff we should know about. Or someone asks about a director of a recent film, I'm like, haven't been in the movies
in
4 years.
What about you, Michaela? What's your real area of expertise?
Golden Girls.
The TV series?
We're getting specific.
Yeah. I think.
Unfortunately,
if
there's no Golden Girls based questions in this week's quiz.
Well, it's not looking good then.
But we'll find out what questions are in the quiz right after this.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. My guests this week are Michaela Bannis and Bert Labonte. Here we go with question number one. Which carnivorous animal has the scientific name Ursus maritimus?
Ursus maritimus. I'm going to have a stab.
I was just going to say, I don't know straight off the top of my head, but I'm trying to figure out from the...
I'm going to go with a...
Oh, yeah.
Great white?
Maritimus, the maritime...
I'm thinking it's a large...
I like that.
...meat-eating fish by the term maritimus.
That's pretty good, except you're entirely wrong.
Okay, that's not our answer. We're just talking it out.
You're in, like, the right region, as in... Sea, maritime, that's where we get the words maritime from. Ocean-ish. Because the Ursus is where it's really at.
Right. If only you knew what that meant.
Yes, if only you...
Do crocodiles or alligators eat meat?
Yeah, they do.
Is
they
it that? Yeah. Is it like a... Something like that? Or should we get out of the water?
Thinking about something that's flying above the water and coming into the water.
I'll give you another clue. It's a mammal. It's a land mammal.
Great.
Land mammal. Okay.
Yeah.
A buffalo.
Buffaloes aren't,
lion.
Carnivorous.
Are they?
No, buffaloes. The lion, that's the buffalo.
Cows. This isn't going well, man. It's not, is it? I was thinking.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term ursine?
No.
I know what you mean by equine or things like that. But
yes.
This is obviously one of those. I don't know what ursine is.
Yeah, ursine. Okay. Think completely differently. Do you know your constellations?
Yes.
Are you familiar with Ursa Major and Ursa Minor? No, drawing blanks on that as well.
Look at our faces. We look like a couple of twits.
This must go into the podcast.
There's silence and dumb looks on our faces.
No, okay.
I don't know what Ursa or Ursine means. I don't know the translation.
There's various different kinds of Ursa. How can I get you there? Let me see. Hang on.
Words my husband has spoken many times. No, not appropriate. not helping the quiz.
Not at all.
Let me see.
Ursa.
Another version, another Ursus or Ursa, is known as the Ursus arctos horribilis.
Oh.
That's not really going to get you there, is it?
Arctos horribilis.
Is this some sort of Antarctic or Arctic animal, like walrus?
You're actually closer to the one that we're after by saying Arctic.
Arctic, like polar bear.
It is a polar bear.
Oh!
Very well done, Ursa. Ursine is bear-like.
Bear-like.
Ursine is bear.
Yeah.
Great.
There you go. That's great.
We got there eventually.
We did.
You sure did. Yeah.
I mean, you gave us a lot of clues.
Of course that counts. It always counts.
Well, we didn't tell us the answer. We just got clues and we finally went, well, Michaela finally got there.
I love it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Together.
No, that's what this podcast is. It's all about just getting to the answer.
Polar bear.
With as many clues as you need.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Ursus maritimus. Is the polar bear.
Did you know that a polar bear's fur is not white, it is clear.
Yes, I did know that.
Actual individual hairs are clear, but it appears white.
That's amazing.
And their skin is black.
That's, well, of course.
like all good things.
Like all good bears.
Yeah, I love that about polar bears.
Yeah.
We're one for one, Bert.
We're one for one.
Very good.
Let's wrap it up. I think that's a good success rate.
No, we'll move on to question number two now.
Yes.
What number is diez in Spanish, dieci in
ten.
Italian, dis... Oh, let me finish.
Sorry.
Dis in French. And what about in German? Do you know what it is?
It's 10. Isn't it? 10.
10.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So you got that one quickly.
Hey.
Oh, and in Māori, it's tikau.
Oh, good work.
There you go.
Nice.
What about you, Bert? Do you speak any other
languages? Well, I gave you dis because it was French.
Oui.
I was there before you actually said it. You'll hear that on the potty when you...
Good. You know, got it.
We listen back to our sound. That's all I've got, mate. Ten in... do I know any other? Well, yeah, because Spanish and the French and the Italian are all very close.
Yeah. All right, question number three. Here we go. Here's the sports question.
Oh.
All right, I'm ready.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sean Burgoyne this month became the first Indigenous man to play 400 AFL games. Which two AFL clubs has he played for?
Port Adelaide and the Hawthorn Football Club.
Hawthorn and Port Adelaide.
Amazing. Thank you. Just like that.
Well, you knew how to pronounce his name.
I know, sure. Yeah, because yeah. I am a sort of a Hawthorn.
And his nickname is Silk.
Is it?
It is.
Why is it Silk?
He's silky. As...
Yeah, he's like glides across. It's so smooth. Everything he does is, it's like he's got so much more time than
natural fibre.
Yeah. But he's just, it looks like he's moving quite slowly and people are around him trying to grab him and he just kind of just moves out of the way and he's never rushed. He's always, in his glory days. That way. Wow. So they got him Silk. Wow. He was very silky.
Yeah.
His skill level
good.
Was insane. Yeah.
He played for Port. Do you know when he played for Port?
He played
what years?
Port in, what are we, this year, 2021. So he's been there, I want to say it's been 7 years. I want to say he was there in 2001 to 2008, maybe.
Oh, you're very close. You're just a year off, 2002 to 2009.
There you go.
Wow.
Before being traded to Hawthorn. Do you know how many other players have played 400 AFL games?
There would be five more. Four more.
No, he's the fifth. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
The fifth. There's four more. There's Michael Tuck.
Oh, here we go.
There's Kevin Bartlett.
There's
Dustin Fletcher.
And
I could not even hear that.
Oh, that's all right. You'll get it. It'll come.
I can't remember the fourth. Kevin Bartlett, Dustin Fletcher, Michael Tuck, and Boomer Harvey, Brent Harvey.
Very good.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got there.
I told you. This is my thing.
Very good. I'm so glad there was a nice, juicy sports question in there for you. All right, question number four. Cape Barren Island is in what body of water?
Oh, Cape Barren Island. It's off our coast. Am I correct there?
It is off the coast of Australia, correct. It is, yeah,
is
it is an Australian island. It is south, yeah.
Is it the Tasman?
It's not the Tasman.
Hmm.
What's the other one down there?
But it is it is off Tasmania.
Oh, it is off Tasmania.
Yeah.
So that what goes below there? It's the which one's up?
Oh,
which
God.
Down? Is it the Antarctic?
No.
Is it the other one?
Specific? Is it?
I don't think it's Pacific. It's not.
No,
we're not
Pacific's
quite there yet.
It's not quite there. It is sort of south of
Tasmania.
What's between?
The Bass Strait.
It is.
Oh,
it's the Bass Strait.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just suddenly went. Oh, between.
Oh, you mean yeah? The Bass
between.
Strait. Yeah. Sorry. I was going further south. There you go. Yeah.
No, yeah, it's
the...
I mean,
we almost named all of the bodies of water we could have.
I knew where it was. I knew I'd seen it down south, but I just couldn't think of whether it was
below. Is down south. Do you know whereabouts down south?
Is it near King Island?
Is it between us and Tasmania?
I'm not sure where King Island is. Is that...
Also between Melbourne and Lonnie.
It's on the other side.
Right.
So it's on the northeast.
Northeast radio, okay. Yep.
Yeah. Google it afterwards and have a look.
All right, question number five. Which musical instrument's name comes from the Hawaiian for jumping flea?
Ukulele?
Yeah. It's not going to be anything else, is it?
Ukulele. Is that how you say it? How do you say it? Do you say ukulele?
I don't know. Well, it sounds like when you say it like that and you kind of look a little bit Hawaiian.
Do I?
A bit.
We don't know what I am, do we? We're trying to find out.
No, we're doing DNA tests today.
Are you really?
No.
Soon. I'm going to do one soon so I can find out.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
or have you done like a who do you think you are?
Oh, I would really love to. Really love to.
Oh,
I know
I'll let
about
the
my
producers
family.
Know.
Oh, well, please. I would love to. It'd be really useful.
Have you done your ancestry.com, Johnny?
No, I haven't. It has been performed by... various different people
in your family,
in my extended family.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
So we know a great deal, I guess.
Is it what you thought it was going to be?
Oh, it's all like
no surprises.
Yeah, very very few actual surprises. Like all roads point back to Ireland.
Yeah, right.
Basically,
right. So ukulele means jumping flea.
Jumping flea.
That's so cute.
Jumping flea. Yeah,
makes exactly. sense because it has that kind of noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, but like, it's apparently named after a person who played it. And the notion, like, his nickname was Jumping Flea.
Oh, that's cute.
And the notion was that his hands when he was playing, like his fingers when he was playing, were like little.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
Cool.
That's ukulele, cool. Jumping cool. Flea. We're going to make like fleas right okay. now and hop off to a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Saturday Quiz. Michaela Bannis and Bert Labonte are my guests, and they are up to question number 6. Which Australian Prime Minister was born in Bordertown in 1929? And there's a bonus point for naming which state or territory Bordertown is in.
Isn't Bordertown South Australia? South Australia.
Very well done. Yeah, it yeah. is.
Which?
You've got the bonus point.
Great. 1929.
So, okay, 1929. So nearly this he was Prime born. Minister.
90.
Yeah.
90-something years old if they were. Are they still alive now?
Are they still alive?
This is when I say things like, I'm from New Zealand and stuff to cover my ass.
Yeah, 1929 Bordertown. I'm going to say they're not still alive. So there's
90.
Could
Gough Whitlam?
Because what would he be? Well, he was Prime Minister in 67 when he lifted the White Australia policy. That would have made him... No, that would have made him 38 at the time. He was older than that, wasn't he, when he was...
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so
it's not Goff.
It's not Goff.
So before Goff, then.
He'd be known. So who's died?
No, after Goff. Sorry.
When did Holtie die? Howard Holt.
That's a good question.
He drowned, didn't he?
Yeah, it's not him because he's the way his face just looked then. It's not him, so that's okay.
It's correct. Correct. It's not Harold Holt.
They're the only ones.
I think I know who it is.
What?
Because he's got a real connection to Hawkey. I'm going to say Bob Hawke.
It is Bob Hawke. Very well done.
Oh yes, Bert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that he was born in South Australia. Like, born, like, on the border. I read that somewhere. It's something to do with cricket as well. I don't know why I remembered that, but...
Oh, yeah, probably.
All roads for me lead back to sport.
Very well done. Yes, it's not Harold Holt. He was born in 1908.
Yeah, right.
Oh, goodness, right.
And died in 60... Or presumed dead in 1967.
I had coffee with him last week. He's
did
fine.
You? Yeah, he's good. And when was Gough? When was Gough?
Gough was born.
Were you even in the ballpark there? I don't know.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I reckon Gough was...
He was way older. He would have been born in 1914, maybe.
He was younger than Harold Holt. He was born in 1916.
Yeah, right.
Right, okay.
I said 14, yeah, there you go.
Not bad. Yeah. Oh, we got there.
Very well done.
Well done.
Bob Hawke. All right. Question number 7. In relation to the American Police Unit, what does the acronym SWAT stand for?
Oh, what is it? I've never worked at it.
SWAT team. Send them a SWAT team.
SWAT.
Special?
Special.
Special is the correct
women.
S.
And
special weapons.
Yes.
Special weapons and tactics.
And tactics.
Yes.
Oh, that's
very
it.
Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Special weapons and tactics.
I'm like, the next word is there's no next.
When you kind of sit down and think about it, you're not as stupid as you look.
And you special look really stupid.
I look,
so that's
I
amazing.
Do. Special weapons and tactics. I don't know why they all just came out.
Have either of you played a SWAT? I feel like both of you could
Australian
could
version of. Yeah.
Have you?
Well, I got to do it in Halifax. I got to wear the
The flap jacket. I've played a detective and policeman, but I've never worn the flap jacket.
You've never been a SWAT guy.
They gave
I can see you with like a full
blue heelers. I played a cop and a detective and a bouncer and a drug.
On the one show?
Yeah, four.
Four different episodes.
Sorry. It was three episodes. It was the drug cop, a cop. And a bouncer.
And they were like different characters. It wasn't
totally
like the one character that...
No. Three. I came back three times.
On Blue Heelers, I played a 15-year-old schoolgirl.
Yes.
And then...
How old were you actually?
I was 21.
Right.
I played a 15-year-old schoolgirl. And 10 months later, I played a 28-year-old paraplegic.
Amazing.
So I aged 12 years in 10 months.
They used to bring you back all the time. I think Donny Bridges has played 5 different characters.
Oh, he would have played 100 different characters. He's played...
And a regular, but then a few other characters. It was very strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I wore my flap jacket thing on Halifax, I went and had my wardrobe fitting, and I'm, for those of you who don't know me, I'm quite a small person, and they put it on me.
Think ukulele.
Ukulele sized.
They put it on me and it wouldn't do up because they had to wrap the thing around twice. They had to sort of remake one.
They get a life jacket, like a kid's life jacket, and just paint it black.
Same with the girl, pretty much.
One of those wahoo.
Scribble that out. Well, my first day on set, I got onto set and the art department woman goes to me, "Oh my God, why have they given you that enormous gun?" And I went, "No, it's just a regular size police gun." Everyone was laughing at me.
That's
so
the best.
I'm sure I
just
convinced.
Pulled it out as a massive bloke.
It looked ridiculous. I looked so stupid.
All right, question. What are we up to? We're up to 7? Question number 8.
Ah.
Name the governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia.
Oh no.
Why?
Why?
Who cares?
Because that's the question.
Yeah. Okay.
good answer.
The governor of the Reserve Bank.
Peter.
Yes.
Money's
no,
worth.
You got the right. The
Paul?
Right
right sex
starting letter.
Paul.
Not Paul.
Penelope. It's not a woman, is it? It's a bloke.
It's not a woman. It's definitely a bloke.
Philip?
It is Philip.
Great. Now we have to find the surname.
Now think of interest rates.
Yeah.
High.
Skyrocket.
Or
low.
Philip Lowe.
Philip Lowe.
Philip Lowe is
Philip
the
Lowe.
Correct answer.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
That's some of the greatest clue work I've ever seen. And the fact that it was connected to the Reserve Bank, I just love the segue clue. It's
brilliant.
Like,
good.
That's
yeah.
genius in itself, Johnny Leary.
Well, thanks very much.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Oh, you're full of compliments, aren't you? Philip Lowe, how about this? He was actually employed by the RBA straight out of high school when he completed his commerce degree. While he completed his commerce degree at University of New South Wales.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Hang on, how old is he?
He was 17 at the time.
What?
But now he's not. He's 50-something.
And he's been there the whole time?
No, he's been other places.
Right.
In the interim.
Oh,
he went on to do his doctorate at MIT. But yes, he took over as governor of the RBA from Glenn Stevens. In 2016.
All these good Muslim names.
Wow.
Glenn Stevens.
Yeah,
sure.
Indeed.
Let's shut him up.
Yeah, I've got nothing
9.
To say there. I've got nothing to say there.
I love the danger I just dropped in here.
Yes.
Way to kill the vibe.
Lucky the black guy said it. That's all I'm saying. Not that anyone can see that, but you can, just so you know.
All right, here I am going to move us on to question number 9.
Yeah, do
here we go. Question number 9. What is 17.5% of $140?
Okay.
Okay, 10% is 14.
Very good.
5%
and that can give you
22.
No.
Yeah.
Why don't if you go 10%, that'll give you 5%.
So 10%, 21 is 15%.
What? Yes.
24.50
is the right answer. Very well done.
Good. I think I like it a bit more than I did before now, and I like it lots.
So
but that's impressive.
Show you're working. How did you get that one?
Yeah.
I just went straight for the 10%.
Yeah.
And then leftover from the 10%, what do we have? We had $14. We had to get to, 17.5%. So we had $14 from the 10%. So we had to get 7.5. So I just went 5%. I went half of that. Was So
yep.
half, oh, of my,
half,
half of my answer. And then half again.
And then half again. Yeah.
Oh, you're a genius.
Hmm.
Very
I
well
sat
done.
I sat here looking around the room and counting on my fingers and got to 7. So well done.
Good.
That's the sort of maths I like. I wasn't great at maths at school, but I did like that sort of stuff.
That's
just
awesome.
General sort of businessy sort of, you know, a train leaves a station, travels for a certain amount. That
oh,
sort of
I
stuff.
Like that. Yeah. Well, yeah,
if you
like
gave
that.
Me
you like those ones.
Trigonometry, I was done. I
Forget
was,
it.
Cool.
Well, good. Well, we are up to the final question.
Woo-hoo!
Question number 10. Is Smoke on the Water a song by, it's a multiple choice. Do you need the multiple choices?
I think so. Probably just to make sure.
Yeah.
All right. Is Smoke on the Water a song by A, Pink Floyd, B, Black Sabbath, or C, Deep Purple?
Deep Purple.
It is. It is by Deep Purple. Yes.
We said it at the same time.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God, 10 out of 10.
We actually
do you know the...
I thought we were going to do.
Do you know the riff? Can you sing the riff?
Bang, 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 bang.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think that's the actual key of the song as well.
Do you know which key it's in? What key
no
it's in?
No idea.
The main power chord riff by guitarist Richie Blackmore is a four-note blues scale melody in G minor.
G.
Harmonized in parallel fourths that he later claimed was an interpretation of an inversion of Symphony Number 5 by Beethoven.
Interesting.
He sort of he's flipped it.
Yeah, it is. Sort of. I mean, he's
played around with it.
Yeah, he's put mayonnaise on it. Yeah. That's okay.
Yum, I love mayonnaise.
Do you know what the water is in Smoke on the Water?
No.
What body of water it is?
No.
Is it a bomb?
That makes sense. I think that's probably the most logical answer.
Yeah.
Smoke on the water.
Yeah.
Hello. Sorry, I was just thinking rock and roll.
Also, yeah. Mum and Dad.
Is it Loch Ness?
It is not Loch Ness. It's a real thing that happened. It's a real. The song, the lyrics of the song refer to this event. They went. The body of water is Lake Geneva, they went to Lake Geneva to record an album. And at a Frank Zappa concert at the casino that was on Lake Geneva, someone in the crowd fired off a flare and it burnt down the casino.
Oh, okay.
And the casino...
I didn't see that coming.
So that's the smoke from that fire
on the
rolling
water.
Over the Lake Geneva.
Oh, that's...
Wowzers.
Is the smoke on the water in the song?
That's a very cool story. Well, not good off for the casino owners, but
oh yeah, poor casino
for the pundits.
Good for the people that mortgage their house to put money in the slots. That's for sure.
Yeah, the casino owners are really the ones to feel sorry for in that story. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Michaela Bannis, Bert Labonte, thanks so much for doing the quiz.
Oh, Johnny, that was a pleasure, mate.
You guys did really well.
We did all right.
Way better than I did with Toby.
Yeah, well.
Is that saying we make a better team?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, we're going to have some chats.
Yeah. Wow.
I might email Amanda now. And you
can just say, you know what?
That was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I love that we learned a bunch of stuff, too.
Good luck with the rest of your shows.
Thanks
buddy.
Thanks, sweet. Johnny.
Thanks,
do you need us to do a proper ending, or is that all right?
No, that's it. That's great. Thanks so much. You just say, you were the best.
Bye. Thanks, mate.
Bye. You're the best.
Well, there you go. Another episode of The Saturday Quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to my guests this week, Michaela Bannis and Bert Labonte. At the time we recorded this, they still had 5 shows to go of The Truth at the Melbourne Theatre Company. Unfortunately, due to the lockdown here in Melbourne, they only got to do the show twice more. I realise I'm probably preaching to the choir a little bit here, but when all this is finally behind us, I really encourage you to all go out and see as much live theatre as you can. Because as good as Netflix is, and as grateful as I think we probably all are for its existence, nothing quite beats the real thing. Thank you, as always, to the wonderful Cindy McDonald for coming up with such fantastic questions week in and week out. And finally, thank you to you, my listeners, especially those of you who so generously support this show. And remember, if you're unable to support the podcast financially, you can still help by subscribing, rating, and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.